two pre-qualified members of SLCSI were recently certified to provide this high-level training, which the coalition will begin delivering shortly to local service providers via interactive workshops, seminars, and other appropriate platforms. Keith Miller and Claudio Spito Francis recently attended a services exporting train the trainers program in Barbados. It was part of a series designed to fast-track small and medium enterprise SME service providers through the various stages of export preparation. Miller and Francis have provided some background into their involvement with a synopsis of the training they have acquired and are about to impart locally. It turns out they are themselves beneficiaries of previous training programs.
I attended as a prospective trainer, my firm having been one of the firms that was brought through the program in a previous project. And the anticipation is that the training of trainers would have better prepared me to play a role in the transmission or the transfer of the skills that are required to enable firms in St. Lucia to be better able to develop their services export plan. The services export program is envisaged to have four principal components. First of all, business preparation. There'll be various activities that the business must engage in as part of the preparatory process or the preparation process. Then it should continue in step two to conduct the market research and market intelligence. In the third stage, the business would develop its market strategy with a view to being better prepared to enter the market. And in the final stage, where the actual entry of the market would take place.
Yes, well, I responded to a call for expressions of interest in that program, primarily based on my former training with Caribbean Export in the field of SME development. This training was different in the sense that it focused on services as opposed to my previous training for SMEs that focus on goods, you know, delivery of goods and production of goods, right? In a sort of a manufacturing setting. I think it was more focused on manufacturing. But this time, as you know, there's a strong focus on exports and also a strong focus on services. So this is an opportunity for me to develop knowledge and transfer knowledge to SMEs in the services sector insofar as being able to export the services to other countries, not only in the region, but as well in the international arena.
The training program that Miller and Francis will be facilitating in the months ahead follows a logical and sequenced roadmap approach to exporting. Exporters will be taken through four stages of export preparation based on globally accepted strategies and best practices. With the completion of each module, elements of the service provider's export plan will be developed. It is envisaged that the SGG training to be delivered by Miller and Francis will cover areas such as preparing your business, conducting market research, developing a marketing strategy, and entering the market. The sessions will include preparations, roundtable discussions, coaching, exercises, case studies, tools, and templates.
Let's commence with the content. The services export program is envisaged to have four principal components. And those components include, first of all, business preparation. There'll be various activities that the business must engage in as part of the preparatory process or the preparation process. Then it should continue in step two to conduct the market research and market intelligence. In the third stage, the business would conduct or develop its market strategy with a view to being better prepared to enter the market. And in the final stage, where the actual entry of the market would take place. So that's fundamentally what the program was about, to teach us the various skills that firms require to develop, the various stages and the various steps that the businesses must undertake to be prepared to go through those various stages. That's what it was about.
Okay, well, Peter just described what has been referred to as the roadmap for exporting service. It's four stages, and there are a number of activities under each of the stages. But the broader picture, though, is that, as you know, the coalition is responsible for developing the services sector in St. Lucia, and export readiness is part of the mandate. Now, the coalition must also sustain itself. So this program serves two purposes. One, the first purpose is as a transfer of knowledge to us as trainers that we can assist small businesses in the services sector to export. And secondly, to act as agents for the coalition in delivering these training programs to the services sector, in the sense that we ourselves cannot offer the training as individuals, but we can only offer the training on behalf of the coalition.
Targeted beneficiaries of this training include all SME service firms or service providers within the local services sector, including, but not limited to, creative and cultural industries, management consultants, ICT providers, marketing and communications, business process outsourcing, professional services, business services, construction-related, health and wellness tourism, travel-related, architect and planning, audiovisual, fashion and design, education and training, engineering, environmental services, events management, finance and investment, HRD, legal services, and transportation services. The main objectives include assisting service firms in improving their competitiveness and achieving success in the regional and global marketplace, increasing services exports, developing and increasing growth of the services sector.
And right now, it's just the transfer of knowledge. So we have the knowledge, we have the tools that were given to us at this training session. Now we have to apply them. And the coalition, as you know, is a membership organization made up of associations in the services sector, like the health and wellness, the ICT, etc. And of course, it will keep expanding, because I think now the musicians are on board, and conceivably people like contractors and things like that would come on board as members of the coalition. And so the audience for that type of service is widening. And it's also the focus, I think, of our economic development strategy, even though we really and truly do not have a comprehensive document. In fact, I don't know of a comprehensive document that details that, but we know that there's a focus on export and there's a focus on services. And the TIPA, as you know, is one of the agencies that are also focused on exports, assisting both the manufacturing side and the services side, the goods side and the services side, sorry. So the idea then is that since the SLCSI is responsible, largely responsible for that services sector, the development of that sector, then we as trainers will enable them to deliver better capacity, what is referred to as capacity development services, to that sector, to its membership.
Well, I want to say that generally, not only is that information beneficial for us as trainers to be able to assist small businesses, in fact, businesses in St. Lucia to develop their services export plan, but we believe that that is part of the broader economic thrust of the government of St. Lucia to develop the services sector and to glean what can be gleaned from encouraging the export sector so that we can have another net, another medium or means of bringing economic activity and revenue and resources into the St. Lucian economy. So there's that broader benefit we hope to derive from the training.
You have to sell people on the idea of exporting in the first place, because a lot of service providers have a local focus. And there is opportunity out there for certain types of services, professional services, engineering, architecture, accounts, management, consulting. All these services can spread across the region. And particularly now with the liberalization of movement in the OECS, we now have to take the view that our market is not St. Lucia. Our market initially is the OECS, because you can move there freely, you can live there, you can stay as long as you want. You can do business, start up something in any one of the OECS islands, which I think is a good thing, which expands the market. So the orientation now of service providers will have to change. First, I would think, you know, taking in baby steps to the OECS, to the wider CARICOM, and maybe out into the broader international arena.
There is a lot to be gained from St. Lucia's services sector raising its export capacity and readiness. These include the earning of foreign exchange and increasing of profits, boosting innovation and competitiveness through exposure to new ideas, increasing market size, thereby maximizing returns and allowing for specialization, mitigating the risks of doing business in only one country, and enhancing credibility through participation in the global marketplace. The St. Lucia Coalition of Services Industries, or SLCSI, will, through various communications media, keep stakeholders, prospective participants, and interested people informed as to the exact details concerning the rollout of this very important training program.